This afternoon, the mighty Singleton Bulls are going round against Lake Macquarie at Singleton Rugby Park. Joining us to have a chat about it is Coach Tim Partridge. Pardo, how you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, Bear.
Mate, it's been a tough start to the season, but things are on the improve?
Yeah, mate, we expected a slow start. A bit of that natural fitness is starting to come on. A few new faces, a couple of combinations are starting to get there. Last week, we were hit with sickness, and of course, the roster's always a factor.
Yeah.
No excuses, but yeah, look, we're hoping to improve this week, and we'll see how we go. Lake Macquarie are running at the bottom, we're second last, and both teams desperately need a win, so we're expecting a physical game.
It really does throw a spanner into the works, COVID, these days, because it can pop up any time and just about decimate a club from time to time, yeah?
Absolutely. We saw a couple of weeks ago, Manly, for instance, in Sydney, had 60 players unavailable to play. You said through the NRL, it's happening, it's affecting all clubs, and it's just part of the new fabric they've got to deal with.
Despite the tough start, any of the players who have been standing up, who's been a shining light so far for the beginning of the season, mate?
Oh, look, for me, one of our props, Magar, who's a 48-year-old, club veteran who's, didn't have a big pre-season, but Magar's rolled in and rolling the sleeves up and getting the job done up front for us, and it's just so impressive. It probably epitomises the club, that for years Singleton's, I wouldn't say struggled, but they've been thereabouts, but they've just been a couple of players off being a really, really good competitive team. But Magar's just been doing the job for us. Justin Robbins has had to play out of position. Our halfback got a suspension. He's moved into halfback and really done well, and been a bit of a revelation, actually. And one of our wingers, Burnsy, who moves in off the edge this weekend, moves into the centres, had a great pre-season, trains really hard. He's the type of player that everybody wants to play with, and he's been wanting to get closer to the action. He's new to rugby, but he's just keeps impressing, and he's got really... he's got a really interesting game that we just said it keeps improving.
Mate, you got a 48-year-old prop. Maybe there's some hope for me yet. I should go and dust off the boots, perhaps, if you like some old heads out there.
Always got a spot for you, Bear.
That's very kind of you. Now, mate, you must be excited about the fact that the Rugby World Cup is coming back to Australia in 2027. I know it's a way off, but, there's a possibility for some youngsters around Singleton to put their hand up and really start moving towards a World Cup. I know it's a big dream, but it's got to start somewhere.
Oh, 100%. Our junior teams are really good teams. We know our 14s, 15s and 16s are really good teams. They're getting coached well. Singleton has in the past and will continue to produce Wallabies. We've had Steve Merrick, who forged the path. Josh Valentine came behind him. Tim Ratt came behind him. All these guys have played and had a great, successful career in rugby. And I've no doubt that Singleton will keep producing them.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's got to start somewhere, as I say. Steve Merrick, very much the shining light for a young country lad who got an opportunity to work his way up and play for the Wallabies and still continues to give back to his junior club to this day.
Absolutely, yeah. We trained on Monday night and Snorky was down there coaching one of the junior teams. He's always around. He always takes a big interest. He'll be down there on the weekend. He'll be sitting by the fire having a beer. I always try to get the back. Beck's a great eye over the game. His wife, I always tell you her opinion of how the team goes and how the players go, and she's very honest and happy to give it. So, but they'll be there most definitely.
All right, we're looking forward to a great matchup. First grade this afternoon between the Singleton Bulls and Lake Macquarie. Kicks off at 3 p.m. Make sure you get yourself down to God's Acre, as Wixie likes to call it. Tim Partridge, mate, as always, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Bear.